The Mefarshim point out that the Avodas Ben HaMetzarim is a process. It's a process with a gradual incline that begins on Shivas Betamuz, continues through the Ben HaMetzarim to Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishen Nechnas Av, Matim B'Simcha. From there, we go to Shavuos HaChalboy, then Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av. As the time for Ben HaMetzarim intensifies, so does the Niyug of the Avelus intensify. And that corresponds, of course, to the Tzoris, the Klal Yisrael throughout the Deiris, starting with Yudzayim Betamuz and coming to the climax of Sreifas Beis Elokeinu on Tisha B'Av itself. Accordingly, we would think that as the Nihugi Avelis becomes stronger and stronger, that on Tisha B'Av, as the day of Tisha B'Av continues, it should also get stronger. The Niyugam of the Avelus, the way that we show our Avelus, should get stronger as the day progresses. And yet we all know that the Minig is the opposite. After Chatzos, we pick up the benches, we sit regularly, we take out the talis and tefillin, we start putting on tefillin by Mincha, Shteit Mishabura, Laharois, our Nechama, we should show our Nechama in the Avelus, Boi Bayoim. There's even a Minig to say, Pesukei Nechama by Mincha. The Chidah brings a minig that the women start tidying up the house a little bit after Chatzos. Why? Why after Chatzos of Mincha, after Chatzos of Tisha B'Av, this man of Mincha, when we think it would be the Ne'ilah of Tisha B'Av, the Spitz of the Chorban, as we know, the Gemara says, that Dafka, the Chorban, actually started in the Erev of Tisha B'Av, continuing on to the 10th day. Why would it be that at the climax of our Avelos, the climax of our Churban, do we go Fakert, and we seem to have Menhogim that exude a certain Nechama, Tvilin, sitting on regular chairs, saying Psukim of Nechama? It seems so strange. What could we understand is the message of showing Nechama at the Spitz of Avelos? It seems as if we have to understand a whole different approach, a Tayridika approach to the concept of Bechi and Avelus. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Soito. In the time of the Miraglim, it was actually on Leil Tisha B'Av, when Gantz Klal Yisrael, Kimat Gantz Klal Yisrael, was Boiche. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem Bechisim Bechi Shochinom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Keveya Bechi Eladiris, that every Tisha B'Av night until it will be Yah Nepach, L'Sasana, L'Simcha, we have a Bechi Eladiris when it's Bochoy Sibge Balayla every Tisha B'Av. We have a Bechi for the Chorban of Beis HaMikdosh. What's the correlation? Is this a punishment? What was the Bechi Shalchinam? If they were so scared and so worried about the report of the Miraglim, why is it a Bechi Shalchinam? And why does this Bechi Eladiris have to correlate to the Bechi? Was that the big Aveira of the Miraglim, the Bechi? How do we understand this correlation of Bechi Shalchinam to Bechi Eladiris? We all know the famous Gemara and the Makos. A few of the Tanoim came to the Harabais and to the Beis HaMikdosh, and then they saw Rachmana Litzlan, a Shul, coming out of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'hischilu boichin, Rabbi Kiva, who was with them, he started to be mitzachik, showing feelings of simcha. They turned to Rabbi Kiva and said, how could it be? Why are you crying? Why are you being mitzachik? Why are you showing simcha? So he retorted back to them, why are you crying? And they turned back to Rabbi Kiva, why are we crying? And now we see, Rachman al-Islam, Shu'olchim, Olchim boy. It needs the explanation why we're crying to see such a horrible sight, the terrible Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Rabbi Kiva famously answered, L'kach ani mitzachek. There's this famous Nevuah of Uriah, Nevuah of Zechariah. The Nevuah of Uriah is Tzion, Tzad Techrash. It will be plowed like a soda, Yerushalayim, the Mokim Beis HaMikdosh. And then there's the beautiful Nevuah of Zechariah, Oid Yeshvu, Zekeinim, Zekeinis, Berchavis, Yerushalayim. Zakr Bikiva, until I see the Kiyum of the Shreklecha Nevuah of Uriah, of Tzion, Tzad Techrash, Hayisi Misyari, I was nervous. I was nervous about the Nevuah of Zechariah to see the Geula and the Yeshua and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. The Gemara is a Pele. The Gemara is coming and saying that Rabbi Akiva was nervous whether the Nevuah of Zechariah would ever happen. Frektar Chlaner, he had a Shaila about the Kiyum of the Nevuah. We say every single Shabbos, V'davarech midvarecho ocher l'yoshev reikom. And the Halig Rabbi Akiva is being mistapik chas v'sholem in the Nevuah of Zechariah. What's going on over here? What did Rabbi Akiva mean? What was Rabbi Akiva saying? He didn't understand. He didn't understand their tsar. What's he coming and saying? And when he finally said his vart, they came back and said, Nichamtonu, Nichamtonu, what's going on over here? I think what Shteta is the Gevaldige Yisoid. The Gemara says in Brochois that we don't have the letter Nun. The pasuk corresponding to letter Nun in Ashrei is not, does not exist. The Gemara explains that there's a certain pasuk starting with a Nun. That's a grace of klala for Klal Yisrael. Shteitin pasuk, Nafla loitoysif, kum besulas Yisrael. Literally, it's translated, Nafla loitoysif, kum besulas Yisrael, Klal Yisrael has fallen and will not get back up. The Gemara says, then in Marov and Eretz Yisrael, they had a way to fatach the pasuk that didn't mean that. Fakert, Nafla loitoysif, oid, you've fallen, but you won't continue to fall. Fakert, kum besulas Yisrael. A different spin on the pasuk to read it with different commas. And then Fakert, there was a lashon of a Yeshua. Fraktigoin, what does that mean? That pasuk wasn't a klala. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk inside is in the middle of Nevuas Amos, which was for sure a klala. It's a new play on words how to read the pasuk. Zaktigoin, vashteita is a meiridiki yisoid in our hashkofa, in the way that we're meant to understand the anhoga of the Eibishter. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu often gives us midas hadin. He often gives us gefelech yisurin and chorbonois, klolois, einshin, gefelech hazachin. We experience very often a nefila, but our amuna is that the nefila is never a nefila. For the nefila, it's the nefila avur the eventual kima. It's never a stira, but it's a stira amanas livnois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even his midas hadin, is always, of course, to bring about the next shlav, to bring about the next kum besulas Yisrael. But we never really know yet. When is that going to be? When are we hitting the point where it's going to turn around? So the guy in the pshat and the pasuk is, Nafla loitoysev linpol oid, then kum besulas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael falls, but when Klal Yisrael hits rock bottom, that's when you know kum besulas Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael reaches that rock bottom, that's when we know that the anhoga is going to turn. The tide will turn and the Yeshua will begin. We never have a nefila for a nefila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives us an oinish or a shvera matziv for the shvera matziv itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his unbridled ava for Klal Yisrael, there's only one thing in mind. It's stira, but it's stira manas binyan. It's nefila, but it's nefila for a kima. Nafla, it's one pasuk. The pasuk is talking about a shreklich massive of Klal Yisrael. But in that shreklich klala, lick the gewaldige Yeshua. Nafla loitoysev oid linpol. When we hit rock bottom, we know that in that in itself, we know there is kum besulas Yisrael. If we're hitting rock bottom, that's when the tide has to turn and we're going to experience the kima, which is the purpose of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the oinish to begin with. That's the yisoy that the going gives us of how we're supposed to experience in a fila, how to experience a churban, how to experience a midas hadin from the Eibishter. What Rabbi Akiva was telling these heilige tanoim is that I always knew about this nevuah. I knew that there was a nevuah of Zechariah. There was going to be a Yeshua. There was going to be a Geula. There was going to be a kum besulas Yisrael. I never doubted for a second that that was going to happen. But when you're living in a churban and you're living in shverikaiten, there's always that feeling, when's the rock bottom going to be? When's the kum besulas Yisrael going to be? When is that tide going to turn? In Pasuk state, the Nevuah was, it's going to reach a madrega of soda techrash. The Beis HaMikdash was a gevaldige bayis. It's going to turn into a plowed field. When is it going to turn into that? We lost the bayis, but when is it going to be a soda? When he saw shu'olim holchim boy, when he saw wild animals grazing, that's when he knew, oh, soda techrash. Why was he so happy? Why was he so happy? Because that's rock bottom. That's soda techrash. That was the rock bottom, and he knew that the minute I see this rock bottom, now I know that we're going to start the nevuah of Oid Yeshuv Zekeinim Zekeinois, Chas V'Sholom, Rabbi Kiva never doubted the nevuah will happen. But when he saw the Sada Techrash, he goes, oh, you're crying, but the reason you're crying is why I'm being mitzachik. That was why he asked them, he was trying to bring out that specifically why you're crying is why I'm being mitzachik, because exactly what you think is the shrekst v'chazach in the belt, it's rock bottom. For a year, a rock bottom is when we begin feeling the Geula and the Yeshua. Now I know not just that there is that Nevuah, which I always knew. I knew that Nevuah was about to start. And how did they respond to him? Nichamtonu, nichamtonu. We know that the word nichamtonu in Lashon HaKodesh has two different types of mashmois, and of course it's all one sheirish. Nechama could be a nechama of charoto, and nechama could be a comfort. Rashi says it then the Bereshis, Parshas Bereshis, the Lashon of nechama, is the Lashon of being mahapech, machshava lemachshava acheres. Nichamtonu, nichamtonu, the double Lashon is that the Tanoim told Rabbi Kiva, you were zeiche to do both acts of nechama. You comforted us. But how did you comfort us? Through we mahapich, machshava lemachshava acheres. You took the machshava of boichin, you took the machshava of rock bottom and turned it into a machshava acheres, of nevuah Zecharia, of the gevalde gehula and Yeshua. There's two different ways to cry. A person can cry at a devastation. A person can cry at a despair. And Rabbi Kiva of learned
that there's a cry of tikvah, there's a cry of where a person is able to see that the tide is turning and we're going to eventually start seeing the gevaldige hatoba of the Eibishter. When we talk about the Bechi and Avelus, when there's a mitzvah to be Mechimboicha Misabel, what is that Bechi all about? Is that a Bechi on the Ovar? The famous story, the Rambam brings, Plato found Rimeo Anovi crying over the Beis Hamikdash, and he said, is that midarchei hachochma, to cry on the past, to cry in a building that was destroyed, the proverbial crying over spilled milk? And Yirmiyahu answered, there's an answer to the question, but you won't understand it, says Alta from Kelim. A goy can only understand the Eibishter in one dimension. If there's a musik that a Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed our Beis Hamikdash, we lost something, it's in the past. A yid has a different avon in the Eibishter, has a different yachas to the Eibishter. When we're crying on something like the Beis Hamikdash, we're not crying on the Ovar. It's a bechiyah of tikvah, of tzipiyah and kisufin, that if we've hit rock bottom, that means kum b'suas Yisrael. It means like toisiv oy limpo kum b'suas Yisrael. When we're being boichem esabel the Beis Hamikdash, we're being boichem esabel, not on the Ovar for the Ovar, but in order to be able to bring out in us the kum b'sulas Yisrael, the gewaltige understanding that by the Eibish that nothing is stam, astira, nothing is stam in the field, and the field is for a kimo, astira is amanas livnois. When we're crying for the future. We're crying because we're creating through our tears the nechama. We're creating the building of the bayis shlishi b'meirah b'yomeinu amen. Ki yodua, the Shalom writes that our avelus on Beis Hamikdash on Tisha B'Av is an avelus of binyan. The Chassam Sefer writes it's a moyid because what we're doing is we're creating the Beis Hamikdash. Every single one of our tears of the Chassam Sefer is another brick in the binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Shalom writes an incredible thing on Erech HaRemez. He says we don't have avelus of Tisha B'Av in the 9 days on Shabbos because avelus is binyan and binyan's not doicha Shabbos. Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. Our avelus is not crying on the past. Our avelus, our crying is a Yiddish crying. It's a crying of yachas of the Eibishter, yachas to the Eibishter. It's an understanding that when the Eibishter gives us service, it's only for the eventual Geula of Yeshua. That's our bechiyah that we're meant to be doing when we're being misabel on the churban. That was the bechiyah shel chinam. If you had a proper understanding of the Eibishter, one would know that it's impossible that the Eibishter is matona toiva v'eretz Yisrael if anything less than that. That's a bechiyah shel chinam. That's a bechiyah that doesn't. It's not the bechiyah of a yid. And the tikkun for that is not an oynish. The tikkun for that is to make a bechiyah l'doyrus. And what the bechiyah l'doyrus is all about is that we cry on the Beis Hamikdash, not for the Ovar, But for the Zeiche ben Roya, call him Abba, Zeiche ben Reza, some Sefer, it's Belashen Hoibah, it's referring to the Osin. Zeiche ben Roya, you're already beginning to see and experience the Binyan. Our Avelus is the beginning of the Binyan. It's not a Mikra that at the spitz of the Avelus and the spitz of the Churbin of Beis HaMikdosh, Le'es Erev, when the Beis HaMikdosh began to be burnt, there's a Minig, there's an Inyan to begin the Nechama. Because the Avelus is for the Nechama. Fakir, the climax of the Avelus is remembering the Nechama. The whole purpose of the Avelus is to come to that Nechama. We're misabel in the past to begin to start feeling the Geula of Yeshua, which is the purpose of all the Tzaras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us Tzaras. Without the purpose of bringing us the Nechama and the Geula of Yeshua. Deliberately, our minig is to end off the Avelus. And the climax of the Avelus is with the Nechama. That's the beginning of the Yeshua. Our Avelus and our Bechia on Tisha B'Av is meant to bring about the Binyan, to feel that Binyan, to work towards that Binyan. We're in a Shverim Matzav now. All around there's that feeling of Kol Reid Fel Yisibua. That's the Matzav we're feeling right now. Aber Ayid, when he cries, he doesn't cry for now, he doesn't cry for the past, he cries for the Asid. There's the famous Vort. Basya finds Moshe Rabbeinu in the Yor and says, she batifta batereu. Basya said, there's a yell, and then she said, nar boicha. And then she says, batachim wa batayim in the yell, the Evrim Azir. How did she know he was Yiddish? Chazal already asked the question. Chazal said, because she saw the Milo, but the Rishonim were already looking for other Pshatim. There's a famous word, v'nei nar boicha, what she saw was, he was a yell, in fact, the Gemara already. If he's a yell, if he's a little tiny infant, why are we calling him a nar? A nar is a lashon of a certain maturity. Being a nar boicha, he was a tiny baby. But she saw in him a Yiddish cry. A Yiddish gevein, a vein from vos from a Yid. A Yid doesn't cry because something's hurting him. A Yid cries for the tikva. He cries because he's reaching out to the Eibishter. A Yid cries with its piece of the Yeshua. A Yid cries for kisufin and dveikis in the Eibishter. A Yid cries because he knows that whatever difficult matzav he finds himself in, it's only the beginning of the Yeshua. Hitting rock bottom means the tide is going to turn. When Basya saw a nar boicha, so she saw a certain maturity, and that bechia wasn't a bechia of his matzav, nebach in the yor, it was a bechia of tikva, it wasn't a bechia of yiush. A goy is a bechia of yiush. As a kint a nar boicha, as miyalde yevrim zeh. I heard a story. Now Molly gets cited by Ramotel Slonimer. In the town of Slonim, the matzah was gefeirlach. There was a specific issue going on with the Goyim and the Yidden in Shtad. The Yidden were in a terrible matzah. They came in, it was Tisha B'Av. It was Tisha B'Av because it was Tisha B'Av. And their matzah was Tisha B'Av. Something that we're feeling in Eretz Yisrael as well now. They came in and they were waiting for Ramotel Slonimer to start reading Eicha. And they were waiting to hear the Bechiyus Neirois of Bacha Simcha Balayla. And Ramotel started reading Eicha, and he was in full composure until he reached the pasuk in the middle of Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha. And that's when he totally lost himself in a bechia. And that's when the Hasidim understood that what a bechia is about is not the avar. The bechia is the kisufim for the gula of Yeshua. When the matzav is so shver, and we're hitting rak bottom of koret fei sigur, when we're experiencing a matzav that we have an experience in decades of Kol Reid Fei Sigur. When we're crying, what we're crying is not on the Ovar, not even on the Hoiveh. It's a Bechiyah of Tikva, of Geula v'Yeshua. I met a Yid a few days ago here in Yerushalayim. A Yerushalayim, a Yid. And he told me a Gedank. He said he believes that if the Bar Ditchever, the Heilig Bar Ditchever would be alive today, everyone knows the Heilig Bar Ditchever was referred to as the Sanhedrin of Klal Yisroel. He was the only one that was always being Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisroel. He was a Gitter Beter for Klal Yisroel. He said a Davin for Klal Yisroel. To the Eibishter Rachmonis. He told me it's poshut by him that the Baditchev will be alive. He would turn to the Eibishter and he would say, Eibishter, this Simchas Torah. You made Simchas Torah for Homs at Tisha B'Av. Eibishter, mach di Tisha B'Av as Simchas Torah. Let this Tisha B'Av be Nebach, the Sosan, the Simcha. If we're meant to be Boichel Misabel, let's not forget that the Boichel Misabel is not a Bechiyah of Yiyush. It's a different bechia. It's a bechia of tikva. It's a bechia of an understanding that Muhammad and Ebishter was Sultan's lead. And if there's an afila, and if there's the redifas that are happening all around us, our biggest bechia, our biggest tikva is Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva chadesh yomeinu kekedem.